Hello and welcome to the Top 30 podcast. I'm Kristen Smith.
And I'm Richard Bacon. And here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
Coming up, are you paying too much for those pesky airline fees? The deal is done. The Obamas are coming to Netflix. And this gender reveal didn't quite go as planned. But first, the CDC recently reported the number of people getting diseases spread by insects has more than tripled since 2004. And tick-borne diseases like Lyme disease are appearing at higher rates than ever. So if you're wondering about which repellents are the most effective to protect your family and your pets from tick bites, the CDC recommends using an EPA-approved insect repellent containing the chemical DEET. They also suggest treating your clothing and gear with products containing 0.5% permethrin, which is a common agricultural chemical. Some clothing comes pre-treated with permethrin, like products from the brand Insect Shield. Since ticks start low and climb up your body, socks treated with permethrin can kill ticks before they even reach your skin. As for your furry friends, collars or bandanas treated with insect repellent can protect them while they're rolling around in the grass. You should also check your dog for ticks using a fine-tooth comb after he comes in from a walk. If you take the proper precautions, these products should help keep your family safe in the summertime.
Let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend and mine, Nicole Pedalides. Nicole, I'm hearing there is big news about the very place you are standing in right now.
That's right, Richard. The New York Stock Exchange is getting a new leader who's already making history as its first female president. Stacey Cunningham is currently the exchange's chief operating officer. This means that two of the world's best-known stock exchange operators will be run by women. Ford is teaming up with Waze to connect the app to the Ford infotainment screen in its newer models. The app is voice controlled, but only works on Apple devices, even though Waze is owned by Google. Talk about ironic. Former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama have signed a multi-year production deal with Netflix. Mr. Obama said he wants to use the work with Netflix to increase empathy and understanding among people.
And Nicole, I'm hearing that not everybody is happy with this.
Some people are threatening to boycott the streaming service, but it's too early to tell if it will have any impact. Netflix has 125 million users worldwide, and the stock is up more than 70% this year.
I think Netflix will be fine. Nicole in New York, thank you.
Two women were detained and questioned by a Border Patrol agent after he overheard them speaking Spanish at a gas station in Montana.
The fact that it has to do with you guys speaking Spanish in the store.
Spanish in the store.
In a state where it's predominantly English speaking.
Both women are U.S. citizens and say they were held for nearly 40 minutes before they were free to go. And Reverend Michael Curry says he first thought the invite to preach at the royal wedding was an April Fool's joke. But he added that Prince Harry and Meghan's love for each other is no joke.
And I was speaking to a young couple who are in love. I mean, they are so passionately in love with each other. You could see it.
Now, check out this gender reveal that doesn't exactly go as planned. The baseball filled with colored powder is thrown a little high so Dad doesn't swing, and it nails Grandpa right in the forehead. As you can see, it's a boy. The family laughed it off and said they wouldn't have it any other way. Now let's go to our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation. He dishes up the hottest celebrity news. So Headcrack, I hear Jennifer Aniston is heading to the Oval Office.
That's right, Kristen. America's favorite friend Jennifer Aniston is about to become the first female president of the United States of America on Netflix. The streaming service announced Jen will star in a new movie alongside comedian Tig Notaro, who will play her wife, lesbian Jennifer Aniston. I'm in for that. You got my vote. In other news, John Legend shared the meaning behind his baby boy's name on the Billboard Awards red carpet. They chose the name in honor of the great Miles Davis. His wife, Chrissy Teigen, wasn't able to attend, but she, of course, had a tweet about it, and she hilariously said, "Wow, didn't you just have a baby, John? Shaking my head. Go take care of it. Disgusting." Lastly, Kim Kardashian revealed that her famous family is way more religious than you might think. Kim said that her mom, Kris Jenner, sends everyone a Bible verse every morning and they discuss its meaning in a group chat. Do you think Kanye is a part of that thread? Do you? Well, anyway, that was this week's Dish. Till next time.
I kind of wish I could see that group chat. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings.
More Americans are working side jobs because they don't have enough saved. More than a third of people using the so-called gig economy to find work are trying to save money for retirement, this according to a survey by the investing site Betterment. About 25% of people working a side job have retirement savings of $1,000 or less. One economist said, this is not a choice. This is something being forced on people. The reason many haven't saved enough for retirement is because they're in debt. 72% of people with a side hustle, as well as a full-time job, are trying to pay off debt. For 16% of them, their debt is over $50,000. The most common form of debt was credit card bills, followed by education and medical bills. Experts say many people plan to work into their retirement because they find it easier than saving.
A high school football player who lost his leg to an injury got an uplifting surprise from his favorite player. Alex Ruiz recently had his leg amputated below the knee. The 17-year-old quarterback idolized Drew Brees, even wearing number 9 when he played to match the New Orleans Saints quarterback. So Brees surprised Ruiz at a flag football event in San Diego and presented him with his first prosthetic leg. Brees heard Ruiz's story and said he wanted to meet the teen because he stayed so positive in the face of adversity. The Saints QB also committed to paying for Ruiz's prosthetic down the road. Ruiz said meeting Brees was a dream come true and that he wants to eventually play football again one day. You know, the first step towards success is organization. When you're feeling overwhelmed, there are tools that can help you plan and prioritize everything, both at work and at home, which is why we've got today's Top 30 Steal, a Microsoft Excel course, lifetime access at a special 94% discount. Microsoft Excel is a software that solves complex problems, automates spreadsheets, and creates master graphs for you. This course features 32 hours of learning and gives you access to 160 lectures. It'll quickly teach you how to navigate Excel so you can increase productivity. This e-learning course can be used to launch projects or make existing businesses more successful. The Microsoft Excel course lifetime access retails for $345, but today you can buy it for just $19.99. That's a 94% discount. You can get this right now at shoptop30.com while they last.
US-based airlines reported a $15.5 billion profit in 2017, and almost half of that was from fees airlines charged passengers. In fact, airlines collected $4.6 billion in baggage fees. That's the most ever. And the charges for changing reservations totaled $2.9 billion. Those are just two categories of extra charges. Other fees like upgrading a seat or transporting an animal don't have to be reported. Airlines were profitable for the fifth year in a row after nearly 10 consecutive years of losing money after 9/11. And a spokesman for the group that represents the biggest carriers says profitability for airlines is actually a good thing for consumers because it allows airlines to reinvest money into planes and increases routes, which ultimately creates jobs. And as airlines were raking in fees, it might have impacted passengers. Customer satisfaction dropped 2.7%, reversing an increase from the year before. A new Supreme Court ruling has been called a victory for corporations. It can keep employees from being able to file class action lawsuits. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg called the ruling egregiously wrong. Here's what's fascinating to me anyway. Writing for the majority, Justice Neil Gorsuch said that the 1925 Federal Arbitration Act trumps the National Labor Relations Act. So if in 2018 you want to get together with other people to share the costs of taking on your big boss, you can't do it because you have to adhere to a law written in 1925.
And not only that, but when you're by yourself going up against a big corporation, it's so scary if you have no idea what to do in terms of suing someone, if you need the job because you have a family at home that you have to help support, not to mention if you want to keep your job. I mean, imagine the intimidation and fear that would be there.
I'll leave you with this comment. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, in her dissent, noted that a typical Ernst & Young employee, which was a company mentioned in this case, would likely have to spend $200,000 to recover only about $1,900 in overtime pay.
Wow. Who has that just in their back pocket? All right, well, speaking of legal claims, a man in Western New York could be evicted by his parents. Christina and Mark Rotondo want their 30-year-old son out of their house. They offered him money. They told him to get a job. They said, we'll help you get a job. But Michael will not leave. So now they're taking him to court in this huge process. It's been 3 months of back and forth. In the legal statements, you can hear this mother and father's their desperation. Like, we'll help you.
Yeah.
We'll help you look. We'll help you pack. We'll help you write your resume.
It's a sad story, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they're throwing him out in these letters that have appeared in court, but they also give him life advice. Michael, this is a 3-4 point letter. Point two, sell the other things you have that have any significant value, e.g. stereo, some tools. This is especially true for any weapons you may have. You need the money and you'll have no place for the stuff. I mean, you can't throw a 30-year-old man onto the streets of Western New York State without his weapons.
Oh, gosh.
And his stereo. Kristen.
How will he survive?
I'm going to send a similar letter to my son.
Isn't your son, like, six?
Yes, he is six, but he impedes our ability to have great, rowdy, late-night dinner parties by his silly insistence on going to bed at 7:30.
In today's hometown stories from Fox 9 Minneapolis, the Minnesota Twins might have had an exciting game against the Cardinals last week, but the real magic on the field happened afterwards. The smiling faces were due to the Twins Community Fund, which provided 3,000 gloves to kids 8 and under. Player Byron Buxton was on hand to help with the event.
Just be able to come out here and give back to the community and put smiles on kids' faces, you know, that's what giving back is all about.
Our next story from Fox 2 Detroit. Police officers eagerly awaited the arrival of Rosalind Baldwin. The energetic 8-year-old is on a mission to hug a law enforcement official in every state. After the tragic deaths of 3 officers in Baton Rouge 2 years ago, the Louisiana native decided it was important to spread a message of love. Her family set up a GoFundMe page and they traveled during school breaks.
To have somebody like that that comes from another state and just, you know, says that God sent her here to give us hugs. That's a great thing.
Michigan is now the 28th state to receive a hug. Our final story from Fox 4 Dallas. Cheryl and Ken met 4 years ago as volunteers at the Texas Scottish Rite Hospital. Both were there out of gratitude for the help given to their children. Well, the similarities didn't stop there, and it was love at first sight. Though they've gained so much from their time at the hospital, it's really about giving back.
Made my day happy.
The pair got married April 29th and are back to volunteering at the hospital that made it all possible. More companies are offering a new benefit for employees, helping to pay off their student loan. The average graduate leaves school more than $30,000 in debt, and experts say this benefit is a new way companies are using to attract talented workers. So it would definitely be an incentive, you know, come here, we'll help you pay off your loans. And this is one of the selling points at job fairs, career fairs, and things like that nowadays.
$30,000 seems like a lot, doesn't it? As an average amount.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Do you have student debt?
I'm not surprised. That's a whole nother story. It has to do with the rapper I dated. I was a scholarship athlete, but I made a stupid decision. I took out a loan for someone else. Why did you even make me say that on
story.
National TV?
That's a great story. We should do like a DVD extra in which we tell the story of the rapper and student debt.
I'm still waiting for him to pay me back. That's the thing. I'm just waiting.
He needs to get a new album out. I think this is probably a good idea. Would people rather just be given the money than have student debt paid off? What is the advantage of paying off the debt? Having an employee pay off your debt rather than giving the money?
Well, you can pay it much faster, years in advance. Critics are saying, though, that this is just a Band-Aid and not doing anything for the bigger picture, which is lowering tuition.
Yeah. Yes, of course, yeah. Oh, it's interesting. It's an imaginative idea, I think.
Yeah.
A unique study found that people can grow fonder of their partner if they see pictures of them with a cute animal or positive words. Participants in the study were asked to watch a stream of images every 3 days for 6 weeks. Within those images were pictures of their partner smiling, pictured with a puppy, bunny, or words like wonderful and fabulous. is there really nothing better for science to be doing?
Even when you said those words, though, puppies and stuff, I started smiling like, oh, puppies.
Yeah.
They're so cute. So I can totally see how this, you know, this works. And I think so in my own life, when I see my husband just playing with my daughter, doing something really endearing, I'm just like, oh, Oh, my heart melts.
Yeah, it does make humans seem a bit more simple than I imagine them to be. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I see.
We can put a positive word next to your wife and you will like her more.
Or a puppy.
Or a puppy.
Okay, well, how about this story? A Swedish mother decided to honor her kids by getting their names tattooed on her arm, Nova and Kevin. She said she went over the design with her artist, but he didn't ask anything about the spelling, so she didn't give it any more thought. Mm. When the tattoo was all finished, she looked at it in the mirror and it said Kelvin with an L instead of Kevin. So the name was spelled wrong. I would freak out, but the story gets even more bizarre. She ended up liking the spelling, the mess up, so she legally changed her son's name to match the tattoo.
Now that is hilarious, isn't it? Poor Kelvin later in life when he's an adult, and people say, where did the name Kelvin come from? Is it your granddad's name? And in the family, a while is going to say, no, it was a typo on a tattoo on my mum's arm.
Yes. I think it's creative. I mean, it's an interesting story, you know?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it because it's funny.
I mean, how many tattoos do you have? You know, the artist puts it on you and you look at the stencil beforehand.
I think it's odd. I have something more imaginative than a name, maybe, right? If you're going to have a tattoo. Do you have a tattoo?
I've got a few.
Have you?
Divulging all my secrets on the show.
I was going to say,
today.
Let me guess, you paid for the rapper to get a tattoo. You're still paying for that money,
guys. Yes. You know the saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure. But one Philadelphia man doesn't just say it, he lives it. Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philadelphia joins us now with more. Hi, Mike.
Well, Kristen, the guy's name is Ogbonna Higgins. And he's a former school teacher and an environmentalist. What he basically does, he goes through people's trash looking for treasure.
I can make a living off of it. I can keep it out the landfills. And then somebody else who would want something that would be otherwise out of their price range, they could get it for little to next to nothing.
So he regularly finds bicycles, a lot of shoes, and computers.
So Mike, I understand Ogbonna finds ways to give back with the trash he finds.
Especially with the shoes. He'll send them over to Africa and they'll be distributed to, you know, children mostly who are in need, or they'll give the shoes to small businesses that are starting up so they can flourish.
What a great way to give these items a second life. Thanks, Mike. And now, how about this story? A 9-year-old has created what's being called one of the most wholesome and pure Twitter accounts out there. 2 years ago, Gideon Kidd started a blog called I've Pet That Dog, posting pictures of all the canines he met. Then last month, he made the move to Twitter and started adding a bit about each dog's backstory, like Clove, whose parents are teaching her to be less shy, or Snickers, a golden doodle given by a soldier to his wife to keep her company when he was deployed, and Romeo, who's up for adoption at the Humane Society. That Twitter account has quickly gone viral, gaining over 40,000 followers in the month since it began. Gideon told Vice that he started the project because he loves dogs and wanted to showcase them to the world. Well, considering the response, it seems like the world is glad he did.
Experts say Canada should heed this warning from Oregon. The weed market will be flooded and could backfire on marijuana farmers. Those harvesting in Oregon say it's been less than 3 years since the state legalized recreational marijuana, and already their businesses are suffering because of a saturation in the market. Professor of Economics Stephen Easton said, "We're adding legal production to an already robust illegal production. Consumption may simply not increase in proportion to our ability to grow. And even if you are able to keep selling, some growers like Robin Cordell say it's not even worth it for her anymore. She used to sell her weed to a wholesaler for $2,200 a pound and now gets just $600. Canada says they plan to establish firm regulations on distributions, hoping that will help. Recreational marijuana use is expected to be legal across Canada by this summer.
According to a new report, Americans are having fewer babies. The CDC says the U.S. fertility rate fell in 2017, leading to the fewest babies in 30 years. The fertility rate last year was just over 60 births per 1,000 women of childbearing age, a drop of 3% from the year before. No one is sure why that is. A strong economy is usually associated with a baby boom. Last year saw low unemployment and strong growth. But the U.S. fertility rate hasn't recovered from the Great Recession. One expert says It's one of the big demographic mysteries of recent times. Researchers think more women might be postponing a family, especially millennials. Instead, they're going to college and are more likely to be the primary breadwinner in their families. But experts point out school isn't cheap. Student debt could be causing more people to put off starting a family.
All right, that is it for today's Top 30. Here's what's coming up on the next show. Top 30 talks to an expert about the benefits of a spring cleaning for your finances. Plus, a Canadian couple thought the show Love It or List It would give them their dream house, but a new lawsuit alleges that is not what happened. And a girl with a rare health condition is now able to ride to the hospital in style.
Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.